This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. More than 533,000 people have now died from COVID-19 globally, more than 129,000 in the United States. The number of global infections jumped to more than 11.4 million. The U.S. number surged to nearly 2.9 million. As coronavirus cases continue to surge in the state of Arizona, dozens of people gathered over the weekend to protest restrictions put in place to stop the spread of the virus. Most in attendance were not wearing face masks and did not adhere to social distancing guidelines. Black Lives Matter protests are also at the scene, where demonstrators on both sides of the political divide engaged in heated arguments and debates. The state of West Virginia has now experienced its biggest two-day confirmed coronavirus cases. The Department of Health and Human Resources website showed an increase of 76 positive cases Sunday and 118 on Saturday. West Virginia has seen a 16% jump in confirmed cases over the past week alone and a 30% increase in the past 2 weeks. The statistics showed West Virginia Governor Jim Justice said that he would decide by early this week whether he will order that face masks be worn inside buildings and when social distancing is not possible. The governors had lifted the most virus restrictions implemented to prevent the spread of the virus. A top Trump administration official has said on Sunday that it is not clear whether it will be safe to hold the Republican National Convention in Jacksonville next month as Florida sees record numbers of coronavirus infections. U.S. Food and Drug Administration Commissioner Stephen Hahn said in an interview on CNN that with the convention 7 weeks away, it was too early to tell. This is VOA.